Shalom and welcome. This is Tehillah from the Kfar, and you are listening to a supplement to the bite-sized Hebrew lesson number 3. So this is something new that I'm trying, and if you like it or if you have some feedback or constructive criticism, definitely comment or you can email and let me know. But anyway, my purpose in doing this is to give you some additional information along with the lesson. So we have this quote: "En sikui shenoladeti rak kedei leshalem chovot ve'az lamut." Okay, and you have the translation there, but I just want to talk a little bit about the different pieces. So we have the phrase "en sikui," and "en sikui" is a way of saying there's no way. Okay, "en" indicates the absence of something, and "sikui" is a chance or a possibility. So it's literally saying there's no chance, so there's no possibility, or as we just say, no way. And a similar phrase to this is "en matzav," and the matzav is a situation. And when you say "en matzav," it's sort of like there is no situation in which whatever this person is proposing or whatever this thing is that you're thinking about will happen. Okay, so for instance, if you observe Shabbat and somebody invites you out to a club Friday night, your response would be, you know, "en sikui, en matzav," there's no way that I'm going to go. The next part is shenoladeti, and she is a prefix that means that, which, or who. It just depends on what comes before it, whether you're talking about a person or an event or an object. And this is essentially a shortened version of the Hebrew word asher, which you read a lot in the Tanakh. But she itself also does appear in the Tanakh as well. I know for sure Psalms 135, in the beginning verse it says, "Hallelu Hashem Adonai, Hallelu Avdei Adonai She'omdim Bavet Adonai," which is praise, you know, the Creator, and praise those who serve him, who stand in his house. So Avdei Adonai She'omdim, that are standing, these people that are standing in the house. So it's used very, very commonly in modern Hebrew, but it is evident in biblical Hebrew as well. And the rest of the phrase noladti means I was born. So the suffix ti indicates first person past tense. So whenever you hear a verb that ends in ti, it always means that I did something in the past. For instance, achalti, I ate. Shatiti, I drank. Yashanti, I slept. Noladti, I was born. Okay, so ti at the end always indicates past tense. And because we have that ti that indicates the past tense, we don't need the pronoun. So the pronoun is optional. Whether I say ani noladti, I was born, or just noladti, we know that it refers to the I because the T is there at the end. So your pronoun is optional, which is why you don't see it here. Rak kedei, so rak, you know, is just or only, and kedei is like in order to or so that. Leshalem is a PL verb, and don't get too caught up in the names of the binyanim. What's much more important is the sound pattern so that you can get a feel for how to conjugate verbs that are not necessarily familiar to you, but you hear that the sound pattern in the infinitive is similar to another verb that you do know. So for instance, a common verb is ledaber, which is to speak, and you hear the a-e sound pattern in the infinitive, ledaber, and it's the same with leshalem, so it's the same conjugation pattern. So medaber, medaberet, medabrim, medabrot, for to speak. And leshalem, we have meshalem, meshalemet, meshalmim, and meshalmot, which is to pay. So for instance, ani meshalemet, I am paying. Ata meshalem, you are paying, or you pay. Okay, chovot, chova is, it refers to something that you are obligated. So there's a related verb, lechayev, like if I say, ani mechayevet la'asot mashu, I have to do something, I'm obligated to do it. Okay, and so from that we have this noun, chova, which is a debt or a bill, which is essentially something that you are obligated to take care of, you're obligated to pay it back. So chovot is the plural form of chova, and that is a debt or a bill. Well, chovot is plural, so that would be debts or bills. Okay, ve'az. As means then. It also means so. So for instance, if I wanted to say so what, as ma. As meaning so, and ma meaning what. And it also means then, like I am going to, I don't know, go to the store, And then I will buy whatever we need for dinner. Okay, so ve'az and then. As by itself is then and also so. And lamut is a pa'al verb that means to die. So met, meta, metim, and metot for the present tense. So ani lo meta, I am not dead. Ani lo meta. Ata lo met, you masculine are not dead. All right, so that pretty much wraps it up. En sikui shenoladeti, there's no way that I was born. Rak kede leshalem chovot, just to pay bills, ve'az lamut, and then to die. All right, so let me know what you thought of this, if it was helpful at all, if there's anything that you would like me to add to the next lesson or to change in any way. And I will see you next month for the next lesson. Shalom.